If you're a parent who wants to learn tools, tips, and strategies to become a better parent and to teach your kids life skills and connect with them on a deeper level, then you've come to the right place. Hi, I'm Kate Godfrey, and welcome to the Authenticate podcast, where we'll discuss all things parenting, from boundaries to boredom, discipline to disrespect, and pretty much everything in between. I'm excited to support, encourage, and challenge you no matter where you are in your parenting journey and share mine with you along the way. Let's get started. Hi, friends. Welcome back. Second week of November already. Can you believe it? Next week is Thanksgiving, if you're listening to it, obviously, this week. Next week is Thanksgiving, and it's gone so fast, and Christmas is right around the corner, and then another new year. I don't know about you, but it's been fast and been really good. I hope your year has been good, and if it hasn't, I hope 2024 brings something really special and calm and peace and whatever you're looking forward to. I hope it brings that for you. But today I'm so excited to talk to you about intentional parenting. This is something I sat down with the other night and I ended up writing like 4 pages on it. It just kept going and flowing and all of that. So I'm super excited to talk to you about this. And if this is something that you've struggled with, intentional parenting or just being intentional in general, hopefully today's episode will help you out and this will connect with you. Reach out if you need any help with being more intentional. We're all working on it in different areas of our life. So I'm going to dive right in and get to the point. So I really never love when people define words because I think we pretty much know what words mean. But hey, I'm going to define what intentional even means. So what does it even mean? Intentional means done on purpose and deliberate. So first question for you is, what are you intentional with in your life? Is it exercise, food, hobbies, friends? Maybe you love to decorate. Maybe you're super intentional at work. Maybe you're really intentional about what you read or watch or avoid reading or watching specifically. Maybe you're intentional about your spirituality, your relationships. And for the ladies out there, maybe some of the men, but are you intentional about your skincare? I know women are always told, this is not even related, but we're always told, hey, make sure you take off your makeup at night. Don't fall asleep with your makeup on because you can have breakouts and all of that. But how many of us are actually intentional with doing that, especially when we are super tired? So there's a whole host of things that we may be intentional with and a bunch possibly that we're not, because being intentional, frankly, can be exhausting, no matter what it is with, because sometimes you just want to throw in the towel and be like, listen, I just want to sit on the couch and watch something on Netflix. I don't feel like being intentional about anything right now, because you've maybe have been so intentional about many different areas of your life already that day, that week, that month. But what we are intentional with shows where our priorities lie. I'll say that again. What we are intentional with shows where our priorities lie, because when you're intentional with something, you are, like the definition says, you are being deliberate. You are doing it on purpose, with intention, with focus. You are making sure that you are taking the time, the discipline, anything that you need to do to get that thing done. You're being intentional, and that means it matters to you. So that does show where your priorities lie. And it's kind of just like I just mentioned New Year's, that we are right around the corner from 2024, but it's just like, you know, how we all make those New Year's resolutions, or even if you don't make resolutions, maybe you're like, well, I would just like to do this, but I'm not going to make it an official resolution. But we have things that maybe we want to do, whether it's in the new year, or maybe every spring you do something, or you want to do something every summer. Maybe there's different touch points for you throughout the year where you are committed to doing something new or putting a new goal in. But we'll just use New Year's for the moment. So it's like that. We can say we want to do this and we can say we want to do that all we want, and we can have good intentions. But unless we formulate a plan and actually execute it, we will be right back where we started. And I'm sure we have all started, we've tried, and we failed. No matter what it is, we've all been there. And maybe we've had to go back to the drawing board, or maybe we realized it wasn't for us, or maybe we just realized we needed to be more intentional, more deliberate. And that, of course, leads me to parenting. So unless we have a desire, a plan, and execute the plan in our parenting, we can't be surprised when nothing's changed with our kids or with ourselves. So what is it that you want to change or implement in your parenting? Think about that for a second. Is there an area, maybe there's something you've been trying to teach your kids. Maybe you want to be a better disciplinarian. Now, I'm not speaking in terms of punishment there, but discipline your kids better. Maybe you need to set clearer boundaries with your children. There's a whole host of things that any of us could want to work on with our kids at any given moment, especially in terms of their age, maybe their particular personality, their behaviors. Maybe you're going through a different season right now. And of course, our kids are different, so we need to parent them differently many times. So is there something you want to change or implement in your parenting? Is there something you want to change in yourself? Do you have a plan for that? And how are you going to carry it out? So we can say we want to do something, and that's all well and good, but unless we have a plan to do it, we're most likely not going to get it done. We're most likely going to fail. And then once we have that plan and we have decided how we're going to carry it out, we, of course, I talk about this a lot in terms of our kids, but even with ourselves, we have to be willing to be consistent with it. We have to keep showing up and doing it again and again and improving where maybe things need to be improved. So remember where your priorities lie. Is teaching, correcting, or guiding your children through a certain issue important enough that you're being intentional about it? Like I previously talked about, maybe discipline or boundaries. But we can't expect change if the answer to that question is no. If it's not a priority, it most likely is not going to happen. So don't expect change if the answer is no. So for example, if you want to work on giving consequences to your kid, maybe they did something that was inappropriate, rude, maybe it has nothing to do with that, maybe they didn't do their homework and they failed a test or failed a grade, whatever. You need to have an age-appropriate consequence for that. You can, of course, and I always advocate for this, sit down and talk to your kids about it first of all. Get their input, get their feedback, find out what the root of the problem was so you can help them explore different ways. And not every single time is going to need a consequence. But for this example, we're going to talk about consequences. But if you are going to say that you're going to put in a consequence in place for your child because they did something, then you actually have to do that. Make sure it's age appropriate, but make sure you actually put the consequence in place and follow through with it so your kids know that you're serious and that you're trying to promote positive behavior change in them. Secondly, is there something about yourself and the way you parent that you want to change? I just touched on this. And if there is, if you want to possibly yell less, maybe be more patient, a whole host of other things, I'm sure you can think of something right now in your mind that you want to work on in yourself to show up as a better parent. We all have areas that we can improve. Nobody has perfected this parenting thing. If you have, please let me know and please write a book. But what have you done about it? Have you been consistent with what you have done, or does it come and go? Like yelling, for example, sometimes you yell and then maybe for a while you don't, and then you go back to yelling. And I am certainly not in a place to judge anyone, because even though I always talk about not yelling at our kids, I yell at my kids sometimes too, because I'm human, you're human, we're all fallible, we're all going to mess up, and sometimes they're going to push our buttons and we're going to yell, we're going to default to that. But in order to start really making positive behavior change in us, we need to be consistent and be really conscious and mindful of what we're doing and what we're saying. Intentionality is really hard. There's been things I've been wanting to be intentional with lately, things I have been intentional with that have paid off. And it's hard. It can be, like I said before, really exhausting and tiring. Sometimes you just want to be like, forget it. I'm tired. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to think. I want to veg out. I need a break. In those times, sometimes that is fine because you do need a break. You don't have to be intentional with everything at all times. But there may be a few key areas in your life, in your parenting, in yourself that you want to be intentional about. So it's hard. It takes thought, planning, and work. But just like working out or eating healthier or anything else we want to begin or change, we must plan, execute, and be consistent. Consistency is key, even though it can be annoying and exhausting. But we have to push through for ourselves and for our kids. So for example, ask yourself, in terms of parenting, what kind of relationship do I want with my kids? What do I want to teach them? What do they need help learning? What values do I want to instill? What behavior do they need to correct? Also, do you want to change things within yourself related to how you parent or interact with your kids? I just talked about this briefly. Do you want to yell less, be more patient, experience less frustration? Do you want to be more empathetic and understanding? Do you want to be more humble? Do you want to learn how to set boundaries or age-appropriate consequences or get better at following through? So those are both different areas. One is with your kids and one is within you that you can think about, answer for yourself, and there's probably a bunch more questions you could ask yourself on both of those. And then once you've answered those questions, you need to be intentional. Have a plan. And then again, execute that plan, because intentionality doesn't happen by mistake and it doesn't necessarily happen overnight. You're not magically going to become more calm. Your kids aren't spontaneously going to be more respectful. You're not going to hope your way to setting boundaries and relatable consequences. There is no handbook for parenting. We all know that, but we can think ahead. We can be prepared. We can pivot as necessary, and we can stay consistent to make the change we want to see in our kids and in ourselves. So I can tell you that even doing this podcast, even doing social media on Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, has helped me be more intentional in my parenting. So stepping out on this journey to help other parents is helping me as a parent, because I am now finding myself becoming a more conscious parent every day, being more mindful of what I'm saying, how I'm saying it, and things I choose to do or say or not say with my kids, trying to be more present with them, doing all of the things. And like I said before, yes, of course, there's times when I fail and mess up, and there's times you fail and you mess up, because no matter how intentional we are sometimes, we're going to mess up. But if we go into that knowing that, then we're not as surprised. And if we go into that being willing to apologize to our kids and be humble when we do mess up and maybe have yelled at them or said something we didn't mean, that is what matters. That is the payoff there. Because there's always room to improve. There's always something to learn. And every day I strive to be the best mom I can be for my kids. And then when I fall short, just like when you guys do, hopefully we're learning from it. We move on and we try to do better next time, just like we teach our kids to do, right? We don't berate them. We certainly wouldn't want them to berate themselves and feel super guilty and make them, you know, we don't want them to think they're stupid or that they're a failure, whatever else. You know, we can all tell ourselves this. We certainly wouldn't want our kids to get those messages or tell themselves those things. So we shouldn't be doing it to ourselves as parents. But if your children and your relationship with them is a priority, then you must begin by being intentional in your parenting. And this is something I remind myself of. Even on the hard days, even when you're tired, even when it's easier to just ignore the behavior, hands up, we've all been there because you're tired. It's just easier to ignore it. You don't want to address it right then, and it just goes by the wayside, and then it keeps creeping in, happening again and again and again. But even when it's easier to just ignore it, or even when it's easier to not follow through, we have to just do it. And then we watch our kids change for the better. We watch ourselves change for the better. We watch our relationship with our kids grow stronger and deeper. And this is my biggest desire, my biggest hope for doing any of this parenting stuff that I'm doing, whether it's the podcast or the social media or conversations I have with other parents. The goal should always be to have a stronger, closer relationship with our kids, because someday they are going to be out of our house, but I still want to have a really strong, close relationship with my daughters when they're 18, 19, 20, when they're married, when they have kids. I still want to be spending time with them and close to them. We all know how tricky and difficult families are, not just extended, but for those of you who are married and those, I mean, anybody. Family's hard. And sometimes, you know, a lot of us are learning that we have to kind of cut off our, you know, certain members of our own blood family. And then we choose our family from our friends. We get to choose who the people we want to have in our life. But my goal for all of this, like I said, is for every parent to have a strong, healthy, close relationship with their kids. So this is why I do what I do. So when we're talking about intentionality, it is my hope that you would not only do this to change yourself within yourself, but to also be a better parent for yourself and for your kids so you can have the best relationship possible. Remember that you're always role modeling for them. They're always listening to what you say. They're always watching what you do. And especially when they're littler, they're going to copy what you do and what you say. Even when you don't think they heard you or saw, they're always watching and they're always learning and they're always growing from that. We want to make sure that we're being good examples. So especially when it comes to intentionality, when you are being intentional with something, let your kids watch you be intentional. You can even have conversations about things you want to be intentional about that don't even relate to parenting. I just shared in my email this week with people who are subscribed to my email list that I have been working out consistently pretty much every morning since July. So it's been, I think this is the fifth month now, if I'm counting correctly. And there's been a payoff. Was it super hard to get up early in the morning and work out? Yes, that's not something I ever did before. I had to commit to doing that and be intentional about doing it and getting my butt out of bed on time, getting ready, getting down there, working out, and then, you know, back planning, timing everything so I can get a shower, I can get my coffee and get out the door with the girls in time to get to work on time and drop them off at school on time. I've had to be super intentional with that. And there are days, obviously, that I don't want to get up or days I just want to skip, but I know that it's a payoff. And if I, you know, skip maybe 2 days in a row, it's like, oh, you know, it's so much easier to slide back into not doing it at all. So there's that intentionality. But are there other things I'd like to be more intentional with that I just haven't yet? Yes. Sometimes it's due to time constraints that we have, or maybe it's just that season in your life. You can't be intentional in that certain thing, but there are things that we can choose to be intentional about for ourselves, but especially in our parenting and for our kids. So think about the questions that I shared. Come up with some of your own and feel free to share the questions that you have with me. Like, reach out, email me, shoot me a message, DM me, whatever it is, reach out to me and say, hey, I listened to this episode, it really made me think. These are questions that I have for myself, or these are areas I want to work on within myself or within my kids, you know, within my relationship with my kids, whatever that may be. Just share it with me. I'd love to hear what you're working on. And if there's any area you need help in, let me know that as well. I'd love to help you out, have a conversation about that. And if you are going through some more difficult parenting things, you have some questions, sign up for my free 30-minute coaching call. We can talk about, you know, one or two issues you're going through, get to the root of the issue. And if you'd like to do longer sessions, we can certainly do that. You can sign up for my coaching program. If you'd like to join my Authenticate Facebook group, certainly do that. Follow me over on Instagram at Authenticated Mama or on Facebook. Thank you guys again so much for being here. I love my community. I love your support. Thank you for listening. Thank you for engaging. Thank you for interacting. I hope this episode was helpful. Hopefully I didn't go too fast, but it's just something that's been on my heart and on my mind about being intentional. And there's just so many different ways in life we can be intentional, but especially in terms of, for myself, being a mom, there's a lot of ways I want to be intentional and improve myself. And there's ways I want to be intentional and things I want to be intentional about teaching my kids, or behaviors I want to be intentional about correcting, or conversations I want to be intentional about having. So that's me. I'm right there with you. I certainly haven't figured everything out. I'm on this journey with you. But again, thank you for being on it with me. Thank you for coming along. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If it was something that connected with you, I'd love if you'd rate and review if you haven't already and share it with another parent who you think could really benefit from it. And I will catch you guys next week. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.